Thanks for listening to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Lots of Thanksgiving stuff, like the dangers of tryptophan.
This Thanksgiving, Sheriff Eddie Ferris wants you to know the Upper Cumberland is cracking down on
tryptophan, hen heroin, purple gobbler, crystal chicken.
Tryptophan is the overlooked gateway drug that can slide a person straight into a chemical hell.
Tryptophan.
I can stop anytime I want, then boom, you're swapping butterballs at a rest area.
Tryptophan.
You think you're awake, so you'll drive to another Thanksgiving, then wham! A truck hauling baby rabbits flips over and baby rabbit heads are all over the interstate and blood's on your windshield.
Tryptophan.
Brought to you by people who don't want you to eat turkey.
Also a message from the Butterball Hotline.
Hello, you've reached the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, the telephone help center designed to assist you in preparing a delicious turkey for the holidays. Of course, the instructions are printed right on the packaging, but we understand that you may still have questions, like how to thaw your turkey, which again is printed right on the wrapper, along with what temperature to set your oven and how long to cook. When you think about it, it couldn't be any plainer if we tattooed it on your forehead with a rusty ice pick. Hell, we've even provided a thermometer, which pops up and says you may now eat me. If only you had a little device that popped up and said I'm a moron. Please hit me in the head with a tire iron. Anyway, stay on the line, Einstein. Someone will be with you shortly. Oh, and happy holidays.
Tony had some things you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
I believe we all hear these.
Here's another thing you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
Amber Joe won this at twerking for turkeys.
That was another thing you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
I taste car exhaust in my green beans. How did you warm these?
That was another thing you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
Dale invited wife number four, but wife number two and her new husband will be there also.
That was another thing you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
Hold your cigarette lighter underneath the fork if something don't look done.
That was another thing you'll hear at a redneck Thanksgiving.
We learn what not to do with a turkey.
That's a knot.
Hello, Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yeah, I was wondering, can I boil my turkey in our hot tub?
Yeah, I'm not finding that in our list of safe cooking methods.
Don't put your turkey in the tub while bathing. It will make you sick and it won't be worth saving. Don't cook with your oven knob set to clean. Things you should never do with a turkey. Cooking your turkey in a kitchen toaster. Using an easy bake oven to roaster. Taking it with you to a tanning bed. None of these ever should enter your head.
So, browning it with my cutting torch was a bad idea?
Can I cook mine with a can of hairspray and a Bic lighter?
Try to avoid these ridiculous things, and then you won't end up dead.
We also talked about the differences between stuffing and dressing. One's basically in the bird, one is out, but we called my mom just to make sure.
Hello.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, Bunting.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, don't cuss or nothing. Yeah, don't.
You keep that filth and flarn to a minimum on the radio, Mama.
I'll do my best.
Yeah. All right. What is the difference between stuffing and dressing?
Well, stuffing is nasty, and dressing is good.
Well, gee whiz.
Are there
Ms.
any
K?
Other different, differentiations there between the two?
I've never made stuffing because I don't relish the thought of making something and sticking it up in a dead bird's behind.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for saying behind.
And then making it cook out enough so you don't get salmonella. I prefer dressing because it's wonderful and yummy, and you put it in a separate pan, and you can fix it however you want to.
But aren't they made with different ingredients, too?
Honey, I don't know. You need a recipe book.
Well, I don't know. I've only
You are our recipe book, Miss K. You're a... You're a recipe thesaurus.
I think they have similar ingredients as the cornbread and stuff like that.
Okay.
I think dressing's more southern.
I do too. Well, that's what this butterball thing says, that, you know, that it's a more southern thing to have dressing. I guess, you know, people stuff it up in a dead bird.
Yeah.
Was that the thing at a point? Have you ever ate anything that has been stuffed in that? My granny never done it like that.
No, I think we know better.
The giblets are in there, aren't they?
Giblets?
You can take those out, honey. You don't leave those in there.
But that everything that comes out of the turkey, you use that with the gravy, right?
I don't, because I think giblets are nasty.
Okay. Well, that's what my granny did. Yeah. But once everything's out, nothing goes back in, right?
If you're doing stuffing, once you get everything out, the stuffing goes in that cavity. Uh-huh.
But only if you, I don't know, something about bread in the cavity. The more you say it that way, the more I'm against it, too. So.
Well, you just have to really be sure you cook it good, because otherwise the best stuff
you could
the
die.
Turkey goes down in there, and then you end up with salmonella.
And what we've learned is stuffing can kill you.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
Nothing goes.
There's other people that don't have that opinion, but that's my opinion.
Right. Nothing goes back in the cavity
once it's out. It don't go back in.
It's all right.
We've learned a lot. Thank you, Mama.
And happy birthday, Brandon.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Today's Ask Tony was from Melanie, and her question was, Dear Tony, lately, whenever I wake up, I feel real bloated and have to use the bathroom.
Mm.
But my boyfriend's bed is right next to the bathroom, and I don't want him hearing what I do in there.
Oh, no.
So I muffle the sound. I pass gas into his towels. Into his towels.
His towels, y'all.
I don't want him to know what I've done, so I just leave the towels on the rack.
Oh.
So she uses, and then leaves. And he's got to wipe his face off. And Melanie. Tony, do other women hide the sounds of their bodily functions from their boyfriends? If so, how? And here's how Tony answered that question.
Dear Melanie, Jason and I hate to stoop so low as to talk about flagellants on this morning show, but we will. First off, I want you women to thank Melanie for spilling the beans. Y'all do poot. Second, never dry your face on Melanie's towels. Girl, I've heard of assassins making a silencer out of lots of things, but the Dirty Dozen never done that. If I don't want someone to hear me toot, I raise my voice and quack a few times like a duck. For some reason, people don't think that's weird. Jason can do it while he's reading news or weather. He don't miss a beat. If you ever hear funny thunder while he's reading, that ain't the computer. That's a good question. What do other women do to cover up the sound? And Melanie, how do you get the towel out of the way if you hit a gusher?
Gross.
Seriously, Melanie, write me back. Love, Tony.
Had a brand new word of the day for you, too.
Yay.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Microwave. Microwave is a term for a Dutch oven that lasts about 30 seconds. Microwave.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
And the best country lyric you've
Never, ever
heard or written. Whatever, here it is.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She's my Marlboro girl, and I'm Winston. I was holding her in Pall Mall.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
There's a 10-year-old girl in Texas named Jordan. She found her Christmas present early.
Oh, what'd she find?
She found a collectible American Girl doll. But what she's decided to do now that she knows what she's got for Christmas is pretty incredible, especially for a 10-year-old kid.
Okay.
Jordan's elementary school has been sending care packages to troops overseas, but donations were running low, so Jordan knew the doll was expensive. So she asked her mom to return it and donate the money. But instead, they decided to do a raffle for it. The tickets cost $1 each, and they're choosing a winner at random later this week. The doll retails for $110. This is a $110 doll.
That's huge to a little girl.
As of yesterday morning, they had raised over $1,500.
Oh, my goodness.
And they've been doing this on Facebook. Somebody posted on their Facebook page that their company is going to match the donation. So now it's really $3,000.
Whoa, this little girl's making a huge difference.
Yeah. So I just think that's great. She turned what would have been kind of, you know, your parents be like, oh, why are you looking for your present for?
Mm-hmm.
Turn that into,
let's use this present to do good things for other people.
How cool is that? So to Jordan self, you are
real good.
All right, that's it for today's In Case You Missed It. So have a great Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll be back with another podcast on Monday.